Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Recently, members of a chorus mingled before a weekly rehearsal in the basement of First Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Like most choruses, this is part about the music, much about the camaraderie.
Well, that's so neat. Oregon, we're in the percent totems.
But this chorus is one of only two in the country that's exclusively made up of transgender men and women. The Butterfly Music Transgender Chorus was started last fall by longtime singer and vocal teacher Sandy Hammond, who quieted the small crowd and began warm-ups.
Ready? Yes, you can do octave down.
We sat down with Sandy and some chorus members, George Hasty and Lori Wolf. We started with Sandy, who is not transgender, but was inspired by someone who is.
About 10 years ago, I had a transgender man who wanted to get back into singing, and before transition stopped. And I was really moved by how terrifying it was for this person to relearn singing. Imagine living with your voice one way, your whole life. So on the one hand, it's very familiar, but you might also feel that it's not authentic, that it's not right for you. So then you go on this journey that might be with testosterone or however, whatever exploring your gender means, and you have to find a new voice, a different voice. In this person's case, testosterone had dropped their singing voice and speaking voice about an octave. So as a singer, I found that fascinating. I thought, how would I feel if I had to radically alter the way I speak, the way I sing, to relearn what range feels like, what expression feels like.
Who would think of that?
Right.
George Hasty, trans man, public health professional. I hadn't thought of this. Do you find yourself in the Hallelujah Chorus? Suddenly you're singing a different part?
Yes. I mean, I grew up singing alto, and now my voice is baritone, which is just a huge change, sort of mentally, to get used to that, and it's been great being in the chorus and like relearning. I haven't sung with a chorus since I did musical theater in high school, so it's been really exciting for me as my voice is still changing. It's in the middle of changing right now. I've been on testosterone about 10 months.
Yeah. Tell me about the speaking voice, how that's been different for you, just in speaking to people.
So it's been interesting because actually my singing voice changed first, much more so than my speaking voice. When I started singing with the group, it was early on testosterone, and my voice had gone to baritone with singing, but my speaking voice hadn't actually changed as much, which is sort of interesting. So it's actually only been in the last couple months, as I've been on a higher dose of testosterone and on it longer, that my speaking voice has actually gotten lower as well.
Lori Wolf, a trans woman, a writer, performer, poet, actor, activist, speaker, trainer, fundraiser. You have used your voice a lot.
I have.
But tell us about how it's changing for you musically.
The interesting thing is that after I transitioned or began transition, that tends to be a lifetime shift, I really had stopped singing. I was so concerned with presentation and being out in the world and finding this new self. But the piece of it that never really presented itself was the singing, because no one was looking for a trans singer. They weren't really interested in what I could offer as a singer.
What do you think that is that you offer that's different?
Well, I'm exploring and finding out what that is here.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Away, you rolling river. Oh,
I would say a trans chorus is a brand new instrument. So soprano, alto, tenor, bass, that's the binary historical definition of a choral group, is out the window. So what I'm finding, low voices are a particular range on the keyboard. I can point it out to the singers. Middle is about C3 to C4 on the piano, C4 being middle C. Mm-hmm. And sopranos or altos or treble voice, if we're looking at sort of an upper range, right now is only about a sixth above that. So it's about 2.5 octaves, whereas SATB is 4.
Soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is a unique musical constellation. of human expression. A trans man who transitions as an adult, the vocal cords thicken as a biological male would as a teen, let's say. When a teenage boy's voice changes, he also gets an Adam's apple. The area around the voice box gains about an inch and a half in space. Well, a trans man doesn't have the Adam's apple typically, or that resonator. So it's a new instrument, and we don't really know what's possible.
And what about transing from male to female, as Lori has? What happens to the cords there?
Yeah, basically zilch. Nothing happens. The physical changes that Sandy spoke of regarding the male vocal apparatus that happens in the first adolescence, that's not something that can be undone. That's a lifetime thing. So taking estrogen does not impact that.
But do you still change? I know you're not doing soprano, alto, tenor, bass, but have you symbolically moved yourself into the higher notes so that you're singing the notes traditionally sung by women?
The voice is, I mean, you exercise the voice and you learn how to sing. And so through the grace of the chorus and through doing work with Sandy, I've been able to bring my pitch higher. Just can reach those notes
sure.
more easily.
Working.
Right? And it's a pleasure.
Well, you've also given yourself permission to go to the higher notes.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, being trans, you give yourself permission to be yourself. And doing it with a voice is just a vitally important aspect of that.
George Hasty, again, trans man. What has it felt like for you to be singing?
It's been very joyful for me to sing with this group. I find a lot of like community and camaraderie, and it's been wonderful finding my voice again. I get a lot out of it. And it's also exciting just adjusting to my voice, the pitch changing over time, learning from Sandy, learning from other folks.
Lori Wolf, again, trans woman. It's a sense of community, I hear that. But what does it feel like to sing?
Singing is just such a beautiful expression of the soul, of the spirit. And for me, when I sing with other people who are also releasing that their soul, their spirit through word and song and just letting it out into the room, into the air, it's just very uplifting. In terms of finding your voice, when you can sing with other trans people and you can share that with the world, then... It's a beautiful song.